This is the closing market report for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group as we wrap up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, it's a new week, and what do we see going on this Monday?
It's a quiet day, kind of spreading long beans and wheat against short corn. Corn down 2.5, beans up 6.5, and wheat unchanged. The weather's continues to be benign. It's cooler, milder going into the first part of August. Corn is pollinated. Beans are flowering and setting their pods now. The weather's good for that. We do have a week from tomorrow, an August crop report that will probably show some bigger numbers. And in advance of that, a lot of private estimators come out looking at StoneX sometime today. Ag Resource has already got numbers out there on 185 in the corn yield and 53 in the beans. So we'll see how these estimates come out. We got crop ratings day at 3 o'clock. Might go down a little bit, but still high. Over 70% is very high for this time of the year. Market, the unemployment numbers were pretty significant on Friday to the marketplace.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
What's your name?
Leonard Skinner.
Girl.
Live in concert.
Sweetheart.
August 11th, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand.
Give me 3 steps, give me 3 slaps, booster.
Celebrating 50 years of Leonard Skinner. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and the Iowa State Fair Ticket Office. Leonard Skinner.
September corn down 2.5 at 387 even. September soybeans up 5.75 at 975 and a quarter. Soybean meal up 6.10 at 277 even. Soybean oil down 8 cents at 54.40. Chicago wheat went unchanged at 5.16 3/4. Kansas City hard red wheat down 1 3/4 at 5.17 even. On the Merck, August live cattle up 77 cents at 230.90. August feeders up 82 cents at 335.40. August lean hogs up 82 cents at 108.17. Pork cutout went unchanged at 1.15 even. And August class 3 milk up 9 cents at 17.29. Thanks again to Bill Moore of Price Futures Group for joining us today. That's been a check of the closing markets here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.